This episode will be in English. I will be interviewing Valerie on her relationship and love story with Steven. She is Colombian and him French. They've been together for 17 years, married for 7, and they have 2 children. Hello, Valerie. Would you like to tell me about how you met Steven and your love story?
Hi, Victor. Yeah, well, first of all, thank you for inviting me to your show. And yes, well, Steven and I, we've been college sweethearts. We've been together since we are both 18 years old. So it's been a lifetime at this point.
Do you want to tell me how you guys met?
Yes. So we both went to university in Boston. We went to Emerson College. So we were in history class together. It was actually my first week of university. And when I saw him, my first reaction was just like, oh, wow, what a handsome guy. But I was in a school that was a school of the arts. And it actually, the school had a reputation of having a really, really high percentage of gay people. So in my mind, I was just like, actually, never mind. I was with a friend on the phone. I was like, there's this really handsome guy, but he's probably gay anyways. Let's continue talking about something else. And so I stood up at some point to go to the bathroom, and I saw that he stood up right after me. Now I know that he stood up because he had also liked me at that point, and he just wanted me to see him. So he made sure to follow me to the bathroom so that I would notice him. So that's how we first actually like noticed each other, but we didn't start anything until I was terrible at history class and he was really, really good. And he was the roommate of a guy that I didn't know, but he was a far acquaintance from Colombia, and he was his roommate. So one day I was just like, hey, why don't you ask your friend to send me the homework and like if he can help me out, you know? And he actually was like, no, like he won't send you the homework, but if you want, he'll meet you at the library. And I was like, oh, well, that's annoying, but okay, fine. Like I do need someone that I can copy the homework from. So that's the first time we actually like interacted, and it was really sweet. He just wanted actually to hang out, and he gave me the homework, of course. And this is what continue happening. He would just like give me all the homework and I would just copy it. And at some point, the history teacher was like, well, your homework is pretty similar. Who's copying who? And I have to say that he was really sweet because he told the teacher, I am copying her. So he got me out of trouble. And that was super cute. But we had a very, very different social interest at that moment. I was coming out of boarding school and all my boarding school friends were there in Boston. And like, like an adolescent arriving to college, all I cared about was going out, going to the club, being with my friends. And he was the opposite, actually. He's always been like more of a nerd, interested in like his film, his things. He didn't like to go out. He was more with like his small group of friends, smoking joints and like being creative and doing this kind of stuff. And in my mind, I was like, okay, yeah, cute, but like I want someone that, you know, goes out with me and like has fun. So I thought in my mind, like, he's amazing, but in my mind I would like label him as a loser then, you know, in my I was just like, and so I would see him and we started making out for a long time. And I did introduce him to a few of my close friends and they all liked him very much because he was a very interesting person. But I was just like, he was not what I was looking for in a man at the moment, you know? So I was telling him like, you know what, like come out with us, we'll take you out. Like, don't worry about it. We'll get you in the club. We will get you with us. And he's like, Val, you don't understand. Like, it's not that I cannot go in the club, is that I don't like those kind of stuff. And I'm like, yeah, like, don't worry, I'll take care of you. You know, in my mind, I'm like, he's like, probably like embarrassed not to be able to get in or something like this. And one day, well, this was the first time that he really got my attention. was because I arrived with my group of girlfriends to the club that we always went to in Boston. You know, it was a tiny town. There was two places to go, and we knew the people in the entrance, you know, the bouncers and the promoters or whatever, and we felt really cool to be doing that. And I was like, "Hey, how are you?" Like, okay. And the guy, the bouncer at the moment, was like, "Well, actually, Val, you cannot come in." And I was like, "What do you mean?" Like, he's like, "No, I can't let you in or your friends." And I was like, "No, but what's going on? You know, like, I come here every Tuesday. Like, that's impossible, you know? Like, call my friend Rara, he's gonna figure it out." He's like, "No, well, actually, there's this guy, Steven, that called me and made sure that I don't let you in until you call him for permission." And it was like his way of proving to me that what I had in my head was not it, that he actually wouldn't go out just because he was like really just not interested. And the joke dragged the whole year. So I actually had to like ask for his permission every time I would go out because, like, I don't know what he did. I think he paid the bouncer for a whole year. I don't know. Or for at least for 6 months. So anyway, so that was the first really cute thing that he did. And I thought it was, well, first of all, romantic, but also like, I don't know, like a bit crazy. That's when we
And
started.
pretty creative.
Yeah, completely creative. But even then, you know, like it's funny because I started liking him, but we were young and of course we were meeting new people and there were so many guys that, you know, like they were there and we would go out and everything. And I was like always like not wanting to like get into like a serious relationship right away, but he did. And then he did actually a few crazy things. So the second crazy thing he did was that 1 year we finished class pretty late. Like, I don't know, must have been like maybe December 22nd or yeah, something like that. And Christmas time has always been a super important time for me. I like to be back home and like, you know, do like all the Christmas season with like my friends and my family back home. And I was quite upset to be still in Boston doing like exams at that time. And one day I arrived to my apartment in Boston and there were some men with like giant Christmas trees and stuff like that, and they were saying that they were to my place. And I'm like, "This is a mistake. I did not order any of this. Like, this is crazy." And they were like, "Yeah, we're pretty sure it's for your, this is your address, this is your name, this is your apartment." And I'm like, "Yeah." And they're like, "This is for your apartment." So they came in and they brought like a huge, I don't know, it must have been like the biggest Christmas tree I've ever owned. And he decorated it with like a million Christmas lights and even fake snow and like giant like polar bears that would move. And like he basically created like Christmas Wonderland in my house. And then
Oh,
he
that's really
called
cool.
me and he's like, "Are you home?" And I'm like, "Yes, but something really
Oh,
strange is
that's so sweet.
happening." And he's like, "Well, I just wanted to like bring Christmas to you that you're not home." And I thought that was so cute. Yeah.
At that time, were you friends or were you like sometimes dating?
We were friends with benefits, but I think at the time he considered me to be more exclusive than I wanted to be. But after that, after the Christmas thing, I really, really liked him. And I went back home afterwards. I went to Cartagena, which is like, let's say, like the Saint-Tropez of Colombia, where we all go to spend Christmas time, and it's really fun and everything. And I was still, you know, like I was with him, but I was still like not official, like I didn't make it official to my friends and to like my family until like for a while. And then he literally surprised me on a 31st of December. He just showed up on a 31st of December. He arrived to Cartagena from Las Vegas, and it must have been like 5 a.m. when he landed, and we were all still partying from the night before. And he arrived and it was such a surprise. He arrived with this ring and he officially asked me to be his girlfriend, and I said of course. And then ever since, it's been really just like solid and like amazing. Although I have to say that we had a moment where we went back to, I mean, we dated so many, we've been together for so many years. And I remember at some point he did break up with me because he was like annoyed at the fact that I, you know, that it took me so long to be like official with him, and that I was still like going out and, you know, like maybe paying attention to other guys and stuff like that. But now when I mean, even if I talk to him now, if he heard me say this, he would be so upset because it still makes him so upset. But what I tell him is like, listen, I was 18 years old. I was in college. It was the beginning. It was like, you know, like hard for me at the, from the start to like be in a super serious relationship, which is what it evolved into really fast. And but to be honest, I feel super lucky that I followed through, because ever since, it's been now like 17 amazing years together. Even though we did break up for a little, like I don't know, maybe 1 month or two in Boston, and I was, you know, paper switched. I was begging him to be with me and like to please not leave me and et cetera, et cetera. But eventually we went back together, and ever since, we never left each other.
And how long did it, like, how many college years did it take you to you guys to become serious?
Like 1 year to be like official, like, so by the time we started like dating when we were 18, but by the time we were 19, we were like serious, you know, we were a couple and we were together, and we graduated college, and then he left to LA and I left to work in Miami, and we would do long distance all the time. And then we moved, the two of us, back to Colombia for 3 years, and then he proposed to, so we got engaged
Wow.
and we got married in 2016 in Saint-Tropez, and then we moved to Belgium and to Brussels, and we lived there, and we had two kids in our time in Brussels, and now we're in Paris since 4 years. And that's the story.
Well, thank you so much, Valerie, for telling me your story. It's a beautiful one.
Thank you,
Goodbye.
Victoria. Bye.
N'hésitez pas à partager et noter ce podcast si vous avez aimé cet épisode.